As I get into the Word today, I just want to share a little bit with you. As you know, I've been away in India, and I'd like just to share a little of what went on there in cooperation with sharing with the Word. And God always goes before, and He prepares the way. And you have that assurance set within your heart. And God blessed the journey, both going out and coming back. And praise God, He blessed my health as well. And as I arrived there, as you know, they had the convention, which they have there each year, of which this is open to many churches and believers. And we probably had some of the biggest attendances this time this year. Not that we looked to numbers, but God did mightily bless. And the big marquee that they put up was absolutely packed full. And so God was very faithful. But God also, I believe, was working there a sort of deliverance like He does. And of course, as you know, there is great opposition towards the church there and the assemblies. And there's great opposition toward the conference which they have each year, which comes sadly through the grandfather. And he also tries to put his conference on, which is just about a mile or mile and a half up the road there. But this time, God had a plan. And you never know how God is going to work. But the Lord was very merciful and gracious, because grandfather, sadly, the enemy works through him, and there's the jealousy that works, and he didn't like the opposition, he didn't like the people that were flocking there for the meetings. And because when we preach, it goes right out on a PA system, and it must be heard some 2-3 miles away, so God uses all these things. He sadly bribed the police, and the police came on the second or third day, I can't remember now, and they came to actually take Danny and I away to prison. And but God intervened, and they were able to talk with the police, and the police said, well, this man that is there signed this paper saying that he is not going to preach in why he's here in India. So they signed this, that I wouldn't preach for this conference, which meant that I had to spend 5 days on my own. Now, God knows all things. I realized when I got there about the second day, I was actually very tired. Because before going, I really was having to do a huge amount. And so it was a time of resting. It was a time of just resting in God's presence, catching up on sleep, just meditating, just literally unwinding. And that's what God began to show me. That is, He was doing it. He's using it, which He does in everything. Well, because they stopped me preaching and Danny interpreting, that went round quickly. And what God was doing was using that. And many of them who were bribed, because the grandfather bribes them and pays them £5 and £10 to go to the meetings, which of course is big money. He had only something like 200 turning up, 300 at the most. And the tent can take up to 1,500. Eyes were being opened to what He was doing. A huge deliverance was taking place through this, through the churches, because they got to hear that the white man, and they love the white man, had been stopped preaching, had been threatened to go to prison. This was opening eyes, and they were beginning to see what this man does, and he stops at nothing to try and achieve his aims. And the thing is that this man is conning people in giving, particularly from America, and they think that he has such a wonderful ministry and so godly, and mega amounts of money are given each year through his ministry. But I believe God has shown me that the tide is turning. The tide is turning. And you see, they were very upset over it. They wanted to go and have it out with him. And I said, leave it, leave it. God has said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And God is going to. And I said, let's just have the privilege of actually praying God's mercy over this man. Because he's going to have to face God. He has tried to stop the Holy Spirit's ministry from ministering, which they did. And as a result, as I said, God was opening eyes of the people. And they had huge numbers turning up each day for the meetings, the conference. Well, God always has his way, because 3-4 days before I was to return to the UK, they decided to hold a conference in the church, and I was able to have preached to the youth. So there was a youth meeting all day, then there was an elders ministers meeting the following day, an all day meeting, and finally there was a meeting for the sisters. And God mightily blessed those times. And so I was able, we had 2 sessions, and then I suggested something which was rather unusual. I said, let's have at the end of it, after the preachings, let's have an open session where any questions, anything they don't know, if I can answer it by the Spirit, I will do so. And they were very blessed by that. And so they were asking questions all around the Word, all very spiritual, mature questions, you know? And we were able to answer this and so forth. And we had a great time, blessed time, with the youth. A lot of the youth came. They're so committed. They're so open. You know, they have nothing, and yet they have everything. They have Jesus, you know? And then we had the ministers' meeting, and that wasn't just confined to the churches they had. We had some other churches coming, you know, from different denominations, and there I was opening up the Word, and they were open, you know, they were open to the Word. We spoke about being baptized in water into the name of Jesus, which of course goes against some of the churches who were Trinitarian in that sense, but they were open. And when I began to explain the Godhead, that he's one, you could see the change. And as we opened up the Word, again, deliverance was coming through the Word, and so on. And again, a great move of the Spirit. But praise God, you know, God is merciful. And on the sisters' meeting, on the last one, I must confess, I was a little bit, I wouldn't say taken off my guard, but I preached, but I've never preached a sisters' meeting. Now that's something a bit different, you know? And so I said, Father, how do I approach this? How? Because I can come out with all that they do and mustn't do and so forth, and we use that, of course. And I said, the Lord just said, trust me, open your mouth and I will fill it. And we had a tremendous move of the Spirit. We really did. Absolutely. And they are hungry. They want to get it right. They want their husbands to be head. They want to serve. It was in their heart. And do you know, at the end, we found that not many of them were baptized in the Holy Spirit. So I felt the Lord say, baptize them in the Holy Spirit. There must have been 30, 40 coming up for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they received. And do you know, as I prayed and just started to pray the Spirit, I, not as you go by feelings, but it was like I could sense the Holy Spirit surge through their bodies, and they just came alive. And not, you see, now when God slays somebody in the Spirit, he does it without you pushing them down. They suddenly just went down like that as the power of God hit them, and out came the tongues and so forth. I said, thank you, Lord, for these precious sisters. You are filling them. You see, we need to pray that the whole of the churches get filled with the Holy Spirit, because this is the key for them, for the deeper life, you see. And they're beginning to see this now. They're beginning to see it. So God was faithful. Again, just took over. They are so open, so hungry for the deeper life teaching, for the cross, and for the church to function. So open, ripe, and ready. And they So many of them, and I found out, they pray every day for us. They are interceding for us here. They're praying for the sisters. They're praying for the brothers. They're praying for the word that comes through. They're praying for Sister Mary Louise and others who are going through physical trials. They are committed, those people, to prayer. They really are. There's so much I learn from them as they minister. And they give what they have. And the last and final thing, the one thing that touched me probably the most, and I want to write a newsletter which will go out, but the lepers came, and you know, in the area where they are, government has withheld now funds to the lepers, where they were able to go to a hospital just to get cleaned up, to have bandages for wounds, yes, medication, but that hospital that was supplying now has been sold off and has become something else. They now have nothing. And they came to me in their state. And if you have never seen leprosy, it is the most demoralizing affliction that I think can hit a human being. It is the lowest of diseases. With arms eaten away, some of them legs, artificial limbs. The wounds are open. They were pleading before me for help. And I can only describe to you, I said, Lord, I don't want to cry before these people. That doesn't help them to see me overtaken with emotion, which I was last year. All I can say was, while this was happening, I went numb, if that's the word. I went totally numb. I couldn't think anything. It was like God was there, but was a million miles away. And I was hearing their cry, their need. And the church does what it can for them. And they said, is there anything you can do to help us? If we could just have a little money each month just to buy bandages, just to be able to clean ourselves up. And I just heard those words. And all I could say to them was, I will take this back with me to the UK. We will get in prayer on this. I will get this out as much as I can around the world to brothers and sisters. The newsletter I'm going to get, and we have photographs of all of this, so you can clearly will see I am not just speaking emotionally in that sense. I said, there is a need here. Our God is bigger and greater. That's the only thing I could hold on to. I could only hold on to that. You know, that church, and there's not many of them will do this, but they will invite, those lepers can come. Yes, they have to sit separately because you're dealing with infection. But they're then a church that will invite and let those people come and hear the word. Now, those lepers now have got a pastor. He's also a leper as well. And they're now holding their own meetings. And one of the lepers got up, and boy, did he pray. Did he pray? You know, I heard just some of it, what he was praying, and not just for themselves, but for people, for me there, and so on. So they're now a church, a group, and they have come to God, yes, because of their leprosy, but because they're outcasts, and even the Hindus don't want them, because as you know, the Hindus will look after themselves, and they'll supply money. Nobody wants them, because nobody wanted them, they found Jesus did want them, and they have come to Christ. It is another world there, and you know, it wrenches your heart. Yes, it challenges you. Yes, you come back to this nation, this country. And one of the things I do thank for God in this country, there is still a form of democracy. because the corruption in government, the corruption in the police is just on a huge scale. It's awful. And this is why these countries never break through. It's just appalling. And you pay for everything, you see? So, God knows. God is on the throne. But we had a blessed time, and the Lord was faithful. And I returned yesterday, and here I am today. I'm able to come to the meeting, preach the word, and so on.